It's the award-winning Days In Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 with Dan the Voice Diker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Statman Reichert, brought to you by the Days In Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. O'Reilly's Auto parts, better prices every day. By the Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
Welcome in, race fans. It's the Days In Midwest Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. I'm radio man Dan Diker, the voice in the area. Paul Reichert, the Penguin, joins us. And a longtime stock car driver, Billy Doc Niles, on board. A lot of sponsors we got to thank here this afternoon.
Of course, we got to thank our title sponsor, Days In, for helping us out this year, being the title sponsor. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem, once again, voted best in the county. Dells Raceway Park, racing every Saturday night. O'Reilly's Auto Parts. O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Ow!
Oh, man.
Toma Sparta Speedway, FansArena.com, J&L Collectibles, and TheGlassCarver.com. Thank you to everyone for helping us out this year.
And, of course, Dells Raceway Park getting ready to get things launched here this evening as well, as yep. is the La Crosse Speedway. So, you know, last weekend, pretty much the entire state of Wisconsin was rained out across the board. Minnesota was rained out. Even our friendly folks in Northeast Iowa were rained out. So nobody had much to do. A lot of them followed us up to the Dick Trickle Memorial on Sunday in Rudolph, Wisconsin. After doing this for about 30 years now, that was one of the marquees of being in broadcasting and being involved in motorsports, was being able to MC the unveiling of the statue.
And hats off to everybody who braved the weather, because, man, it was windy, it was rainy, and you had, what, about 300-400 people standing out there for that. It was phenomenal to see all the support for that.
One of the highlights is, I'm going to kind of jump around here a little bit to introduce our two guests on the program today. One of the highlights, if you were not there, if you didn't see it on my Facebook, was Rich Bickle bidding against Brad and Nancy Manstead for the world record-setting 67 wins original Mustang door of Dick Trickle, and Rich Bickle ended up buying it for $7,500. And even Seb, he just bought a bar in Panama City, Panama, and that's the only piece of racing apparatus that will be featured in this huge bar. And then, of course, he invited all of us down for a free beer.
Well, of course, Rich is just that cool, but you know, I can't wait to talk to him later in the show about the door. He had, if you've been to the Dick Trickle Memorial, you've seen the quote that he put on there, and it's something really cool. We're going to talk about that later in the show with Rich.
So talking about Rich Bickle, that's going to be the feature of today's program. You've seen it on my Facebook. I've been sharing it left and right. I've had a lot of people ask me when this book is coming out, and we're going to get more information about it today. It's called Barnyard to Brickyard, The Rich Bickle Story. And I did talk to Rich a little bit at Madison. We did not air that interview because I couldn't bleep out everything he was saying that was in the book. So we're going to kind of...
You didn't have a bleeper on your phone.
It was entertaining. Then I talked to him on Sunday. He's like, Diker, I'm sorry about that, man. I was just on a tear because John Beale had screwed him out of winning the race in Madison. But anyway, the author of the book and a longtime friend and cohort of Rich Bickle's is going to join us on the program, and that will be John Close from North Carolina. John, how are you, my friend?
Doing great, guys. How about you?
How long did it take you? Rich Bickle is like Dick Trickle. Everybody I talk to has a different story. You never hear the same story twice. How long did it take you to work on this book with all the stories that Rich has?
Well, you know, I could tell you it was a 30-year project. Because Rich and I started working together in the spring of 1986. He was the defending champion at Capital the year before, now Madison International. And I was a fledgling race writer for the Madison Capital Times. And I came out there to take some pictures of Rich for a story I was doing for the newspaper. And from that point on, I mean, you know, we shared a lot of stuff over the years, and eventually both got to NASCAR out of Wisconsin, and Beginning in 1995, we started working together. We had a 10 straight year stretch, you know, where on a lot of the stuff's in the book, you know, I was standing right there for it. So we had a lot of stories, and we always said that someday we'd write the book. And last July, right before the Nationals at Slinger, Rich called me up and said, I know you're retired and you don't want to do another book, but I really want to do the book. And the more we talked about it, the more we laughed about some of the stories that were in it. Was like, yeah, you know, we should. So the actual construction and writing of the book has been since last July. So about 8-9 months. But the stories go back 30 plus years.
John Close joining us on the Days In Midwest Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. Google 1460.com and WBOG on the TuneIn app. It's called
the TuneIn app.
Barnyard to Brickyard. It's going to be coming out on Monday, July 15th. There you go, folks. Everyone's been asking me, when is this book going to be out? This is going to be a hot one right here. Billy Dog Niles, fire up a couple of questions for John.
You know, well, first of all, you said you got together with him in the spring of 86. I mean, you said it was just to do a piece on him, and then what, did you become friends then, or how'd you get hooked up staying with the team?
You know, Billy, it was the kind of thing where I had been hired to write auto racing stories for a regular newspaper, which, you know, it's not like now where we have this great proliferation that follows media people that follow auto sport. But back then, you know, if there was something in the regular newspaper as great as Wisconsin was back then with all the short track stuff, it just wasn't in the regular newspaper. It was in Checkered Flag Racing News or Midwest Racing News, those kind of places. And so when I started writing that stuff, it was basically me and Roger James. We were the only regular newspaper guys that you know, did motorsport. So, you know, Rich was winning a lot, and he was, he was a great guy. He was a young talent. Coming from a racing family, yeah, I was writing about racing, but I knew what a great racer looked like.
So you got I'm kind of curious, and I'm going to ask Rich this too. You got together with him in 86, so were you a part of that first big win of his at Oktoberfest later that year?
Boy, back then there were a lot of post-race celebrations that I was a part of, because that was the other part of covering Rich. You know, he was easy to like, and he always had a good party after his place. You know, and I was a young guy then too. Because, you know, so he was always a good person to cover. And the more I ascended up writing about stuff, the more he ascended up. So he was always good for a quote. You know, he was a media guy's dream. And through that deal, we just got to be really good friends. And then after we both got to NASCAR, I got, you know, I unceremoniously left as Bobby Labonte's PR guy in Cup, and I needed a job. And here was Bickle, who needed a PR person. You know, that led to us working together. And the biggest thing that he ever gave me, totally changed my world, was, you know, he made me his spotter. And I went from writing about races to being in races. And that was awesome.
So what did you know? What did you know about spotting then? Did you just get thrown into it, or did you get some coaching?
Well, you know, needless to say, I had heard spotters on the radio forever. and when he had an issue with a spotter, he came to me and he said, "Okay, you're doing it tomorrow." And I said, "Rich, man, you know, I've never done that." And he said, "You've seen and listened to 1,000 races. You'll be okay." And we went, it was before the first ever race at Miami Homestead.
Oh, wow.
In 95. You know, I had actually done a couple short track races with him before that. He goes, "You can do this. This is no problem." And I think we finished 11th in a bush race there, the first one ever, the Miami, whatever it was. And after that, I was hooked. You know, I mean, it was like, I had never experienced anything like that. So I did that for him the next 10 years until he left NASCAR in 05.
John Close, is the author of Barnyard to Brickyard, the Rich Bickle story. We're going to be talking a little bit more with John about this book when we come back from a quick break. And then later in the program, Rich Bickle is going to be joining us as well. I do have the seven-second delay button ready just in case he wants to get
I don't think 7 seconds is enough for this guy.
Again, it's Barnyard to Brickyard, the Rich Bickle story. A lot of people have been asking me for the past month, hey, where can we get this book? We're going to give you details next on where you can get it and where you can find it. And if you can't find it in Wisconsin this summer, then you're a couch potato, because they're going to be hitting the road. And we're going to ask you more about that here in a minute. You are listening to Days in Midwest Race Report right here on 1460 WBOG. WBOG on the TuneIn app.
Love the TuneIn app.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Every Friday night, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of stock car racing. That's right, the Toma Sparta Speedway is rocking once again. And this Friday, see the Legends and Bandoleros this week, plus mods, hobby stocks, mini stocks, Hornets, and six-shooters. For schedules and more information, go to TomaSpartaSpeedway.com. And also check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more. Friday Night Racing is back at the Toma Sparta Speedway.
Oh, here we go, back at the Days Inn Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul.
Welcome back, race fans. It's the Days Inn Midwest Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. Radio man Dan Dyke, along with Billy Knock Niles and the Penguin, Paul Reichert. Yes, we've dried out from Sunday's trek to the Dick Trickle Memorial up in Rudolph. Matter of fact, we had a lot of interviews we did up there that we're going to be giving you next week on the program. Of course, the La Crosse Speedway. Hopefully, we are back in action tonight. Dells Raceway Park back in action tonight. And hopefully, Mother Nature can stop playing this crying game with us and get some racing in finally.
I think Elko is finally opening up tonight. So, it's lots of racing going on in the Midwest. Take your family out. Support your local short track.
The Barnyard to Brickyard book is the Rich Bickle story, coming out on Monday, July 15th. It's the Rich Bickle story. Author John Close continues to join us on the program here this afternoon. And Paul Reichert, you're kind of curious. You want this book.
Yes, I can't wait to see what stories we get out of this book here. And John, I think the best part of this whole thing with the book is this book tour, the media tour here. You're going to hit a number of racetracks here, not just bookstores, but you're going to hit a number of racetracks. What made you want to go ahead and do that here, going to the racetracks?
Well, Rich and I talked a lot about this, and the whole thing from the very beginning was he just wanted to get his story out there. I don't think people, you know, everybody's got a conception as to who Rich is, but like everybody else, he's got a backstory, and his is pretty interesting. The barnyard reference is he got his first race car out of a barn, an old abandoned barn. And here's a kid that made it all the way to the Brickyard 400 and stuff. I don't think people really, you know him or appreciate his career. And it's been crazy. I mean, he's had a great time. He's had this rock star lifestyle. And so we wanted to write it. He just wanted to get it out there. And he always said that he didn't really care if anybody ever read it. He wanted to have it out there. And I said, dude, we can't do that. You know, we write a book. We got to get it out there and get it sold. We want people to read it. And we came up with the idea of taking it back to the fans. You know, we so much enjoyed, he does now, you know, I mean, he still races, but for me, it's been a long time since I did a tour of Wisconsin racetracks. So we'll actually take the book to the fans at primarily five racetracks. We'll do four in a row, four nights in a row. It'll
Holy
really
cow.
Be like the old days. We'll do Kaukauna at WIR on the 18th of July, and then we'll be at Madison International on the 19th and the Dells Raceway Park. I'm doing this by memory by the 20th and Slinger on the 21st. And that'll actually end the first week of the promotion of the book, which comes out on the 15th, and we'll be in Milwaukee at Jim Trado's Racing Roundup show. I hope I can say that on your show.
Yeah, sure can. Yeah, Jim's a good friend of the program.
Jim's great. You know, Jim's been such a great friend of ours forever, and we actually worked that. It's the unofficial launch on Tuesday the 16th at his show, because then on Wednesday the 17th, we're in Green Bay for the Titletown Brewery official launch with the
publisher. So today is like the unofficial launch.
It really is. guys, hey, I got it. I was thinking about this earlier. I got to throw this out there. This is the first interview I've done about this book.
All right. Kudos. Air high fives.
You know, yes, I mean, all right. High fives all around. Yep.
I'll do some on Friday because I'm down here in Charlotte, and I'm going to do Motorfest 2019, which is a really cool charity deal where they bring in all kinds of NASCAR people. And so I'm one of like 70 people who are, I'll sign autographs and do stuff. Last year I was next to in between Bobby Allison and Dave Donnie Allison. So that was pretty cool. I mean, that stuff still gets me really excited, but it's the biggest, autograph deal for the Coca-Cola 600, and there'll be like 70 of us there, and I'll do some then. I'll do some autographs and some interviews then. But you guys are first. This is great.
Nice.
John Close is the author of Barnyard to Brickyard, The Rich Pickle Story. The autobiography comes out on Monday, July 15th. That's going to be a 6x9-inch paperback, an ebook, audio book. You can also be able to find it on Amazon.com and some motorsports book websites. 16 chapters, 150 photos, and a foreword by NASCAR Hall of Famer Mark Martin, who we got to hang out with at Kaukauna last year.
By the way, when you do go to the Titletown Brewery, try the Johnny Blood Red. It's delicious. You're going to love it. It's my favorite one there. So, do you have any more writing coming in the future? I know you said you were retired, but geez, this has got to get the juices stirring again, doesn't it?
Boy, guys, sometimes I feel like Michael Corleone, it just keeps on pulling me back in. Racing has been a part of my life from the time, I can't remember. My dad's cars ran the Eastern Wisconsin deal in the 50s, the DePiers and Leo Speedway and Apple Creek. And I've had a really, really great career and done things. I'm going to be 67 in November, which blows me away. I'd kind of like to find some of this relaxing stuff, but these great projects come along and once when you're a racer, you're a racer. You don't ever retire from that. Fortunately enough, Rich is going to eventually retire as a driver, and I wouldn't want to make that decision. Because there's a finality to that, whereas I can jump back in and write a little short story or something once in a while,
But John,
as far as books are concerned, this is my fifth one, and I'm good with that. I never thought I'd write one.
John wrote another book here in 2004, which I don't want to touch on real quickly, since this week it was announced that Tony Stewart is going to be a member of the 2020 NASCAR Hall of Fame. You wrote a book, From Indy Phenom to NASCAR Superstar. Got to kind of make you feel good that 15 years later you wrote the book and he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's why it happened.
I was going to say that, but I wanted you to get the kudos.
I want to hear his speech first.
Teeing that up for me. No, I'm happy for him. I always kind of thought of him as a modern day, AJ Foyt. He was a take no prisoners, I'll drive anything kind of guy. And certainly deserving, you know, really deserving. Not always the greatest temperament, but that, you know, that's just another thing that made him like AJ.
Yeah, when he was in his early in his career, don't wear a camera around him.
Well, yeah, you know, I was one of the reasons that his PR director back in 1998 got fired. I was announcing at the Knoxville Speedway, and Danny Lasoski was racing one night, and this is after Danny's book had been published, and he was in one of Tony's cars, and I came down. We had him on the radio show to start the day, and I came down to talk to him and meet him as the races were done, and his PR gal shut me out like four or five times. So then I go talk to some of the other World of Outlaw drivers, and I come back around to try to meet Tony again. Thank you for coming on the radio show. And then she slams the trailer door in my face, and Tony was standing right there and watched that, and I found out a week later he fired her. I thought, okay, that was his way of saying, hi, Dan.
Yeah.
Good one, Diker.
So again, the book is Barnyard to Brickyard, the Rich Bickle story, going to be coming out highly anticipated from everybody that I've talked to on this part of the state Monday, July 15th. It's going to be in paperback, ebook, audiobook, and Amazon.com and some select motorsports book websites. This is going to be a good one right here. Have you, real quickly, as we get about 2 minutes left in the program, what's your take on people really wanting this book? Have you heard a lot?
Well, you know, it's got a bigger buzz than any of the other books. You know, I mean, the other day, the little video that you posted, I mean, that went viral. It's interesting, you know, I started writing these darn things in the mid-2000s, and the way that you market them now is so completely different. With social media and that kind of stuff, you have people that are instantaneously posting stuff, and it goes up, and a bunch of people pick it up, and somebody else shares it, and somebody else shares it, and so, you know, the buzz about this book is way more than any other. And, you know, if I'm going to go out on one, if this is my last book, it's really cool because it's the first one. It's also going to be an ebook and an audio book.
Mm-hmm. So you can get it on a Kindle. That'll be awesome.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that's pretty cool as a final career accomplishment, if you want to call it that, if this is the last one I write. But, you know, that's pretty cool, and to be able to market it and deliver it that way, it's really changed, and so you can do pretty well with it. And from all indications, the publisher thinks that it's going to do really well. But again, people who think they know Rich and are going to be surprised at some of the stuff, and some of the stories are just damn funny. And the photography is his ma saved.
Looking forward to this here. Very much looking forward to it.
John Close.
It's going to be a fun read.
The author of Barnyard to Brickyard, the Rich Bickle story, coming out on Monday, July 15th. Just keep it on my Facebook or my TV Facebook, my radio Facebook. We're definitely going to let you know where these guys are going to be at and where you can obtain this book after July 15th. John, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. And I know you and I will run into each other at a track near you soon here in Wisconsin sometime this summer.
We'll see you on the tour.
Alrighty, it's called the Permanent Vacation Tour. Again, watch my Facebook. I'll put the entire schedule up there later in the week. When we come back, the man the book is about, Rich Bickle, joins us on 1460 WBOG.
Raceway Park. It's the Lyle Navafelt Memorial with the CWRA Super Late Models running twin 55-lap features. You'll also see the OMA 602 Late Models, the Sportsman, INEX Legends, Bandos, Plus, twin SS&E Concrete Hobby Stock features. Gates open at 4, qualifying at 4:30, racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go to DellsRaceWayPark.com. The Lyle Navafelt Memorial tonight at Dells Raceway Park.
We issued the ultimate platter challenge and you said yes. Hi, this is Jerry at Big Boar Barbecue. Congratulations to Ethan Teske and Adam Allberg. They took the challenge and finished in under 30 minutes. It was a joy to behold. Half a pound of pulled pork, half a pound of brisket, half a rack of ribs, half a smoked chicken, 3 pints and sides, 4 slices of bread. Now it's your turn. Take the challenge, get the entire platter for free and another one to share. The ultimate platter challenge at Big Boar Barbecue. And oh yeah, that's a huge mouthful.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Hi, race fans. This is Theron Race.
This is Ron Vandermeer Jr.
This is Levon Vandergeese.
This is Bill Breitfeld.
This is Steve Bachman.
This is Steve Carlson.
This is Mandy Eckelberg.
This is Mike Carlson.
This is Justin Malkin.
This is Jonathan Eckelberg. You're listening to the Days Inn Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul
on Cool Gold 1460.
WBOG.
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 Welcome back, race fans. It's the Days Inn Conference Center Midwest Race Report here on 1460 WBOG, CoolGold1460.com, and the TuneIn app. You can find it by typing in WBOG.
Love that TuneIn app.
So we spent the past part of the program talking with John Close, the author of Barnyard to Brickyard, The Rich Pickle Story, which comes out here on Monday, July 5th. 15th. I've had maybe five or six people a day for the past month. Guy Diker, you got the insights. When's this book coming out? It is right there.
Now we know, July 15th.
Monday, July 15th, there's going to be a huge media tour called The Permanent Vacation coming up this summer. And to talk more about the book, how about we talk to the guy that the book is about, Rich Bickle. How are you, sir?
Well, glad to be here.
Glad to have you.
In a couple days.
I know, it's been on Sunday. And, you know, without getting emotional and into the Dick Trickle Memorial, because everybody's, I think I've had about 15,000 people watch my video on Facebook. Hey, man, kudos to you for getting that Dick Trickle door. Everybody in the world now knows how much that door means to you. Very, very nicely done, sir.
Well, like I said, you know, growing up, he's my hero. I mean, you know, watch him come to Madison, and, you know, I walked on the end of the stands there and wait for him to come in and watch his car running on the hall, or, and then go out and set fast time on a practice lap. And, you know, my dad won tons of races and championships, and, you know, but, you know, I don't know what it was, but Dick Trickle was my hero, you know? And like I told you earlier, I said, on the way up there, I thought, you know, I was thinking to myself, how do I not have something from him? I mean, I was side by side with him every damn driver's meeting. You know, we drove the car with a pace car slinger. You know, we're side by side. I mean, I look back at all my pictures I have, and I'm like, I'm glued to this guy. And we talked, and we partied, and we raised hell together. And he taught me more about racing and living in life than anybody. And it's like, I get there, and here's a store. And I'm thinking, what, you know, how can this be?
Right.
And I don't know what year it was from or what the deal was. And all of a sudden I talked to Tom Reffer, and Tom goes, well, that's from the 72 car, one of the features. I'm thinking, this is impossible.
Right.
And what's funny about the story is after, you know, I bid and won it. I mean, I was going to go through the roof because nobody was leaving there without said me. And the guy walked up to me that brought the door to the deal, and he said, he asked me if I was crazy, and I didn't know this guy, and I said, well, I've been called worse. And I was kind of looking at the guy going, you know, he goes, why would you spend that kind of money for that door? And I'm like going, well, that wasn't nothing. I mean, this is the greatest race car driver that won more races than anybody. And this car won more features than anybody besides Tom Reffer tied him. And I thought, this is my hero. And he goes, well, I'm the guy who brought the door to the auction. And I'm going, really? And he got to tell me a story that the door was in a creek.
Wow.
And these kids were down there picking up this door, and this guy lived next door, I think is what he said. And the guy went out and seen what these kids were doing. He goes, well, we found this door in the creek. And the guy goes, well, I'm a Dick Trickle fan. So the kid's supposed to give this guy the door. He went down to Slinger Nationals in the 90s and had him sign it. And went back home and put it on his shelf or the wall or the garage. I have no idea. And all of a sudden, the guy's in bad health. And make a long story short, this guy brings it down for him. Well, I asked Tom if I could have some authentication about the door, and he gave me this whole deal. They found out where the door come from. And what's really funny about this is the guy lived in Warrens, Wisconsin. And back in the 70s, I ice raced motorcycles. And I went there one time to race on the cranberry bogs on the Warrens cranberry marsh, wherever we went.
Right.
In the late 70s. So it's just hilarious that this guy is from a town that raced motorcycles on ice with back in the day. So
it's a small world, Rich.
The dots just keep connecting.
But here's the funniest part of the story. The next day I go to the office, I go and get my power bill, and I open it up, and I've not worked in shop for a month because I've been on the road. And I open the power bill, and you have no idea what the money was that I owed for the power bill.
$99.
No,
$45.99. Oh, wow! There's a ghost in the machine somewhere. Holy man.
That was Monday. That was Monday morning. And I'm looking up and going, you know, that old guy is upstairs, and he's pretty happy.
Yeah.
You know, Rich, speaking of the...
I think he's saying thanks.
speaking of the Dick Trickle Memorial, you have an incredible quote on the wall about your time with Dick, and I think it bears talking about all the advice that he gave you. Tell us about that quote that you put on the wall.
Well, I kind of said it. I mean, 85, I think it was. You know, I walked over and we're talking, and I asked him about this and this, and he basically told me, he goes, hey, kid, you know, you've been running pretty good here lately, and you beat me a couple times. And he goes, guess what? He goes, you passed the Dick Trickle school race, and I turned around, you could knock some off my face. It was like God told me I was worthy.
Right.
It was like, holy. I mean, it was.
And what that was like, what, the mid-80s, early 80s?
I think it was 85 at Kakana. I know it was Kakana. You know, and that picture we actually took that's on the wall was in 88, and that's when he, you know, I maybe 88 or 89, and we're sitting on a tire, and we're talking, and, you know, I never left the guy. I mean, we were always side by side, and what's funny about this whole story is I haven't told a lot of people. In 2012, he comes to the Nationals. And we were practicing, and after practice over, I said, come here. And we went in the motorhome, we talked. And I said, you know, I want to thank you for everything you've done. I said, I want to thank you for making me who I am. And we talked for an hour and a half. And I mean, and he said, you know, nobody's ever really said it to me like this. And I said, you know, I said a couple of years ago here, I know I'm laughing. You took me on purpose. I know you did it. I said, I can understand it because I understand it's hard not being the man. Mm-hmm. I said, because I went through it with Darrell Waltrip, and I said, you know, I get it. I said, it's okay. I said in 88, when my first article feature at Illiana in the last lap, I run your ass in the infield. I wasn't letting you buy me. I was not going to lose to somebody else again. So I won my first article feature in 88, and I wasn't going to lose. So I run him really bad, and he wasn't happy about that. And I wasn't really happy about him dumping me at Slinger when I was leading the feature for the Nationals. But it's all good, you know. It's part of the history, it's part of the life. We're all going to go through it. And it's just cool to have the thoughts and the memories of it.
Longtime stock car driver Rich Bickle joining us on the program. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Barnyard to Brickyard. It's the Rich Bickle story. The book comes out on Monday, July 15th. We just talked to the author and longtime cohort of Rich's, John Close, in the first couple of segments. When we come back, we're going to talk about the book. We don't want Rich to give away the secrets, but he's got to give us a little insight as to what you can find in the book. We're going to do that when we come back next on 1460 WBO.
Every Friday night, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of stock car racing. That's right, the Thomas Sparta Speedway is rocking once again. And this Friday, see the legends and bandoleros this week, plus mods, hobby stocks, mini stocks, hornets, and six shooters. For schedules and more information, go to thomaspartaspeedway.com. And also check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more. Friday night racing is back at the Thomas Sparta Speedway.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Are you ready for the Ultimate Platter Challenge? Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. Our Ultimate Platter is loaded with pork, brisket, chicken, ribs, three sides, and four slices of bread. If you can eat it all, it's yours free. I'll even give you a certificate for another one you can share with your friends. So how about it? You ready to take the challenge? Stop by, check out the rules, and dig in. And oh yeah, that's a mouthful.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Days in Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, folks. It's the Days in Midwest Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. I'm radio man Dan Dyker, Paul the Penguin Riker, Billy Doc Charles joining us on the program. The book is Barnyard to Brickyard, The Rich Bickle Story. It comes out on Monday, July 15th. Ebooks, audiobooks, paperback, Amazon.com, and some motorsports book websites. And I'm going to be posting all the information on my TV, the radio, and my personal Facebook here shortly for folks to be able to find out about the permanent vacation book tour that's going to be coming up here. Rich Bickle joining us. Have you ever done a book tour like you're about to do here in July?
You're kidding me, right?
Oh, it's no different than racing every night.
I'm on the World Racing Car Tour. I've never, you know, it's funny you bring that up. I mean, I've been thinking about it for a few years, and me and John have been best of friends for way too many years. And I finally said, you know what? We got to get this done. We got to put it out there. And I said, I don't care if two people read it. I said, I don't care what it costs me. We got to do it. And, it took a few months, you know, back and forth on the phone to get this put together. But, man, it's bigger than I ever thought. Not bigger. It's better than I ever thought. And it's just amazing. Like I said, people have no idea the whole story. And whether you like me or not, or whether you cheered for me or not, it's worth reading because people will get an insight on life, NASCAR, you know, in racing in general. It's pretty cool.
You know, so John said you two talked together. You said it's bigger and better than you thought it would be. What was the original thought? What were you thinking when you came to him and said, hey, let's write a book? What was the original thought?
Well, I wanted to get the story out there, you know, how, you know, where I come from, how it happened, you know, to go, the barnyard story. I was 15 years old, and Augie Picaro took off on his wife and his three sons in the neighborhood I lived in and went to Colorado with some woman. And me and his oldest son, Robert, went up and took the car out of the barnyard, and we brought it back down to their yard. And I was 15 years old. Went up to Pete Sykes' shop from Edgerton that raced forever, and he runs the Wreckers at Madison now. And I went through and welded the battery box in with a stick welder. And I really didn't know much about welding, but I figured it out. And we took that car and we downed their driveway and we hand painted it to look like one of my dad's cars back in the day. And we went to Jefferson with it. And that's how it started.
Now, the end part of that is the brickyard. What is the brickyard story?
Well, I mean, that was in 1977. In 1994, I was lucky enough to get down south and, you know, win a ton of races in the Midwest and, you know, Back in the day, I mean, you got a shot at NASCAR because you had talent. Well, nowadays, it doesn't matter how much talent you got. It's how much money you bring to the table.
Right.
And so, fortunately, that was, you know, I won enough races and was good enough that I got opportunity in 1991, and I moved down to North Carolina. In 94, I ended up driving Harry Melling's car, and we went to the Indy with it. And there was 80-some cars there for the race, and we qualified 19th.
Wow.
And
awesome.
And it was like, you know, I'll never forget my mom this past. I come around the corner and she was screaming. I mean,
pretty cool.
One thing I'd like to talk about, what I consider probably your first biggest win was that Oktoberfest in 86, because I can distinctly remember standing in the pits and hearing you screaming from your car after you took the checkered flag from winning that race. Was that your biggest win, and do you, what do you remember most about it?
God, you're old.
Yes!
You're still older than me, buddy.
Well, up until that point, it's really funny. This is really cool part of the story that might not be told a lot of people. So in 77, you know, I did that deal at Jefferson. And I don't know if it was 77 or 78. I still was racing at Jefferson in another junk Pontiac hobby stock car. We went to lacrosse, and I always went to lacrosse because we, you know, up there and partied and drank beer, and I was young. I was 15, 16, but we drank a lot of beer back then. And my dad come up there with his car, and he got just ripped. And he looks at me, and he goes, I'm going to be sick tomorrow. And he goes, you're going to drive the car. And I'm like I'm going, what? I'm 15 or 16 years old. Okay, I ran Jefferson and Columbus on a quarter mile. Going to lacrosse was like going to Daytona, big 5/8 mile racetrack. So anyway, next day I thought, you know, well, he'd be all right. Well, he comes out and he's hungover and he goes, get in. I'm like going, oh my God. So I went out there and I practiced, and I mean, like, I'm not very fast at all, but I was trying. And so, make a long story short, I qualified the car and we decided to start in the back of a heat race. So I'll never forget, I'm parked along the cement pillar wall there in the front straightaway. And Rocky Brazier comes off of turn four, and I hear this squeal sideways, the car sliding, and all of a sudden he stops. And I don't know who hit him in the driver's foot box in the driver's door, but they had to cut him out of the car.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I'm pooping myself, okay? I'm 15 years old, and I mean, I swear to God, I what am I doing here?
Right.
So anyway, I start last in the race because I didn't want to start in the middle where I was supposed to start. And the race gets going, and I fall back about, I don't know how far. And all of a sudden, it's like, okay, I pick it up. Next thing I catch the field. I pass three or four cars, and I miss making the feature by one spot. And if I need one more lap, I might have made it. So I was like going, man, how, maybe, kid, you can do this. And the next day, I had the semi-feature one. I'm leading the feature, semi-feature by a long ways, and my dad had a 70-some Camaro with a Ford hood scoop on it, and the bolts come loose on the hood on the one side, and it was flopping the wind, they black flagged me.
Oh, no.
And
oh.
I was pissed. So here we go. I never went back to lacrosse. I never raced there again because it wasn't one of my tracks. We didn't race there Wednesday nights because, I mean, we ran Tuesday night's Art Cole, Thursday night Connor, Friday night Madison, Saturday night Dell, Sunday night Slinger. So Wednesday night was my, Monday and Wednesday is our night off.
Right.
So I went there in 85, and I'm sitting in the grandstands, and we partied all weekend, and we're drinking beer. And I watched Brian Refter win. And I'm thinking, well, damn, we're the same age,
Right.
If he can do it, heck, I can do it. So up to 86, we won the race. And it's really funny. I still have that trophy. It's one of the few trophies I still have left. I might have 15 or 20 trophies. I give away hundreds of them to kids at the fence.
ARCA Midwest Tour race number one at Madison here about a month and a half ago. Rich takes second in the race. The last comments you had on the microphone after you walked away talking to Marty Gallagher was, hey, folks, I'm back. How did that make you feel, spouting those words off? Because you sounded very, very confident.
Well, for the last 3 years, we've been kind of half-assing this thing. And, Tony and the guys from 200 Racing, we've been building and building and building, trying to get some help. And Toby's been helping us and some stuff. And we ran really good at Dell's and went to Madison. And we got that big rock. And they actually finished the car up today, and both spindles were bent. The body was tore off it. Tire rod was bent. And, I couldn't believe how good the car still was after the thing, it didn't drive very well. But it wasn't just about, being back. It's like the people haven't seen my old self in a long time. Because except for a few races, we haven't been very good. And so it's kind of cool to let them know that, I'm back here to win this deal. I've spent enough money now that we got enough good equipment. And, I'm not rolling over the grave. I might have turned 58, but I'm going to race these little kids, and you know, they don't understand what racing is. You know, they get their weight paid for them. You know, right. I started with nothing, and I worked my balls off to get to where I was, and with a lot of help from a lot of people. And I just want to do it one more time and show them what racing is about. And we're going to win. There's no doubt. I mean, we're going to win a bunch of races.
So most of Wisconsin was pretty much rained out last weekend, and so you took a little side trip up to a place you hadn't been to in a long time, up in Michigan. Talk about how your weekend went in Michigan.
Well, we went up there to test because the place is around Berlin, Michigan, like Wausau, but it's a lot bigger racetrack. And we got up there, and man, we weren't very good. And then Wausau got rained out. We decided to stay there and run the 2 35-lap features. And we finished eighth in the second one. We still wasn't very good. But it's one of the places that it's so unique that the locals, you know, are really good there. But it is what it is. We took a different car there that we ran once last year at Con. It wasn't very good. And we thought maybe we'd bring this thing to Jefferson in Wausau. And we learned right away that that's probably not the process we need to do. So we're going to put that thing in the shelf and bring Tony's old car this weekend and the car we ran at Dells in Madison and have that ready. And we got another car that should be. I actually want to pick the motor this afternoon for the car. We're probably going to take it to Connor Monday.
Barnyard to Brickyard, the Rich Bickle story will be out in book form and audio form Monday, July 15th. You've got to go get this thing, folks. If you want to hear more, a little bit more unedited of Rich Bickle, you've got to be able to pick this book up. Again, I got people asking me all the time, hey, when is this thing coming out? It's going to be Monday, July 15th. They're going to start. Actually, John Close told us that we are the unofficial kickoff to the permanent vacation, because the first one they're going to be at is with our friend Jim Trado over at Pauly's Pub in Milwaukee, the Racing Roundup Show. Then they're going to be all over the place from July 17th to the 27th. Rich, I will be announcing at WIR on Monday, matter of fact, with the Mid-Ams and the Vintage, so I will see you in just a couple days.
Well, you know, this whole thing about the book is, I'm pretty unedited. So the book is pretty unedited. So it's pretty much straight up words of life and racing and things, how things happen. And I'll give you a couple tidbits that Darrell Walsh will not be happy with what I have to say. NASCAR will not be happy with what I have to say. And there's another couple people in the book that I'm not going to talk about right now. But when you give a Winston Cup race win away for politics, there's something wrong. And I just want people to know that. And it's really funny, the one of the guys that turned out to be a hero, and I just want them to read this book and realize that, you know, maybe he's not as great as he looks like he is on paper.
Again, it's Barnyard to Brickyard, 16 chapters on paper and on audio. Again, coming out on Monday, July 15th. That is Rich Bickle. Rich, again, it was a pleasure to hang with you last Sunday, and great that we had you in the program today. We'll see you at Kakana on Monday.
We'll see you then, and there's some pictures in this book now that I want people to realize. I don't want them laughing at me because they're pretty funny.
Getting it out of the way right now. When we come back, Paul Riker's got his racing rewind. We're going to get that next here on 1460 WBOG.
Tonight at Dells Raceway Park, it's the Lyle Navafelt Memorial with the CWRA Super Late Models running twin 55-lap features. You'll also see the OMA 602 Late Models, the Sportsman, INEX Legends, Bandos, Plus, twin SS and E Concrete Hobby Stock features. Gates open at 4, qualifying at 4:30, racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go to DellsRaceWayPark.com. The Lyle Navafelt Memorial, tonight at Dells Raceway Park.
We issued the ultimate platter challenge, and you said yes. Hi, this is Jerry at Big Boar Barbecue. Congratulations to Ethan Teske and Adam Allberg. They took the challenge and finished in under 30 minutes. It was a joy to behold. Half a pound of pulled pork, half a pound of brisket, half a rack of ribs, half a smoked chicken, 3 pints and sides, 4 slices of bread. Now it's your turn. Take the challenge, get the entire platter for free and another one to share. The ultimate platter challenge at Big Boar Barbecue. And oh yeah, that's a huge mouthful.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
It's the Three Stooges of Short Track Racing, Doc, Dan, and Paul, on the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. It's the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on 1460 WBOG. I laugh every time I look across the aisle here at Paul Reichert.
Yeah, he's got his paper
he's holding his paper up
so he doesn't have to look at you.
Yeah, well, he doesn't want us to make him laugh before his star-studded race report is coming up right now.
That's right. It is that time of the week where we find out from coast to coast and even across each northern and southern border who won, where they won, how they won. It is time for the Reichert Race Rewind. Here's Paul Reichert.
My question is, can you follow up Rich Bickle?
I don't know if anybody can follow up Rich Bickle.
Go ahead, Paul.
All right. We'll start with Wednesday night. The World of Outlaws Sprint Cars were at Lincoln Speedway in Abbotsford, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania Posse leader Lance DeWeese scored the win. Thursday night, the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at 34 Raceway in West Burlington, Iowa. Hudson O'Neill claimed the victory. Friday, lots of rain and lots of rainouts.
Yeah.
Madison got their show in, started
yeah,
their season off. John Baumeister Jr. won the NASCAR late model feature. Red Cedar was the only dirt track that ran. Jesse Glenn's won the Wasota late model feature. Clayton Weigeman won the Wasota modified feature. Lucas Oil late model dirt series ran at Farley, Iowa. Jonathan Davenport scored the win. USAC midgets and sprints were at Tri-City Speedway down in Pontoon Beach, Illinois. Tyler Courtney won the midget feature. Chris Wyndham took the sprint car feature. And night one for the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars at Williams Grove, David Gravel scored the victory. Saturday, more rain outs.
Blah, blah, blah.
Rockford did get their show
Rockford
in.
Rockford got their show in?
Yeah. Michael Bilderback, second straight NASCAR late model feature win.
Is he planning on racing the whole season there?
Don't think he is. He might be traveling, I think.
Boy, he could be tough to deal with in the nation if he keeps winning there.
AMA Pro Motocross kicked off their season, the outdoor season, at Hangtown Motocross Park in Sacramento, California. Ken Roczen and Eli Tomac flicked the 450 motos. Roczen claimed the overall. APC United Late Models at Sunset Speedway in Innisfil, Ontario, Canada. Jordan Sims was the winner. Cars Tour at the Motor Mile Speedway in Dublin, Virginia. Bobby McCarty won the late model feature. And Bubba Pollard won the Super Late Model feature. I think he's won all three Super Late Model features on the Cars Tour this year. CRA Jags All-Star Tour at Bertrand, Michigan. Johnny Van Dorn was the winner. Woody Pitcat won the NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour race at Wall Stadium Speedway in Wall Township, New Jersey. Southern All-Stars in Bubba's Neck of the Woods, Sonora, Georgia. Michael Page scored the victory. Former truck driver Chris Fontaine won the Sunoco Super 8 Series race at Auburndale Speedway in Warren Haven, Florida. World of Outlaw Late Models at Wayne County Speedway in Orville, Ohio. Brandon Shepard scored the win. And another win for Lance DeWeese, winning night two at Williams Grove with the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars. ARCA ran the high banks to Leo on Sunday. Did get cut short by rain. Chandler Smith scored the win. Sam Mayer came home fifth. The Grand State Pro Stock Series and the Valenti Modifieds, both at Lee, New Hampshire. Brandon Barker won the Pro Stock race. They ran twin features for the Valenti Modifieds. Jeffrey Gallup and Anthony Osella, the winners. NASCAR Pinty Series up in Canada opened their season at Canadian Tire Motorsports Park. Kevin LaCroix was the winner. Race of Champions Modifieds at Chemung, New York. Andy Jankowiak winning the opener. And NHRA at Virginia Motorsports Park near Washington, D.C. Steve Torrens' second straight top fuel win. Same for Ron Capps' funny car. Bo Butner won in Pro Stock. And Andrew Hines took Pro Stock motorcycles. And that'll wrap it up for this edition of Reichert's Race Rewind.
Thank you very much, Paul. We much appreciate that segment. When we come back, the sexy voiceover chick is going to throw the white flag. One more segment to go. You are listening to the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
Tonight at Dells Raceway Park, it's the Lyle Navafelt Memorial with the CWRA Super Late Models running twin 55-lap features. You'll also see the OMA 602 Late Models, the Sportsman, INX Legends, Bandos, Plus, twin SS&E Concrete Hobby Stock features.
Gates open at 4, qualifying at 4:30, racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go to DellsRaceWayPark.com. The Lyle Neverfeld Memorial tonight at Dells Raceway Park.
O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Every Friday night, Western Wisconsin will once again come alive with the sights and sounds of stock car racing. That's right, the Thomas Sparta Speedway is rocking once again. And this Friday, see the Legends and Bandoleros this week. Plus, mods, hobby stocks, mini stocks, Hornets, and six-shooters. For schedules and more information, go to ThomasSpartaSpeedway.com.
And also check out their Facebook for events, giveaways, and a whole lot more.
Friday night racing is back at the Thomas Sparta Speedway.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. Last time on this Saturday. Hopefully, I'm heading to the La Crosse Speedway to do some announcing tonight. This is the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on 1460 WPOG for the Penguin Record. Billy Doc Niles sitting across from me. Can we race, please, tonight? Please?
God, I hope
please?
So, man. That's, you know, a lot of people complained a little bit last week that, you know, La Crosse could have got part of their show in, but I think they made the right call.
No, by 8:50, it was raining at my house in Sparta.
Yeah, there was no way you might have got one.
And last Friday night, Greg Oliver called it off.
Yep.
People were bitching left and right. They don't understand the Midwest Dash Series. There were five drivers from Indiana that were coming.
Right.
There were drivers from like four different states coming.
Yeah, that's right. And Chuck did the same thing on Saturday with the drivers coming from
it's
the Twin Cities
hardest,
and Madison.
It's the hardest job of a promoter to do. Number one, they're not making money.
Yeah.
They're there to make money for the track and the drivers, and when they rain out, they're not making any money.
Yeah,
so
it's a
call I wouldn't want to have.
It's one of the toughest jobs in motorsports is being the promoter. You know, and for a long time I was on one side of that, and now, you know, since I've retired, I've seen the other side of it, and I don't want Chuck Deary's job, man. I totally sympathize with the position he gets put in every week.
Got to thank author John Close for joining us earlier in the program. He is the author of Barnyard to Brickyard, The Rich Bickle Story, which comes out on Monday, July 15th. I cannot wait to get my hands on the 16-chapter, 150-page book. I don't do audiobooks, man. I like to sit down with a couple of cocktails and read this thing on. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I want to thank Rich Bickle himself for joining us on the program. Just my time over, 10 years or so with Dick Trickle, and the stories I got out of him, Rich Bickle has got to be along the same lines. We talked to him for 20 minutes off the air, and he had us in stitches.
Yeah, there's a couple of stories there we probably couldn't air, but that guy, you know, and he's only 58 years old, and he tells me I'm old. I don't think so. But
he was talking about how much beer they. I wonder if he has a gander. How many cans of beer, how many cases of beer has he drank in his lifetime?
Oh, my God.
He's probably spilled more than most of us have drank.
Yeah, probably fill a couple of swimming pools. I do want to get down to his bar in Panama City. I need a vacation. We should start planning.
Excuse me.
Yeah, we should probably start working on
Magnum
something.
Magnum.media gets a bill for a trip. Well, you know, it was a business trip.
We'll take it.
We went down there to interview Rich Bickle. I can't take that. It lasted 6 days.
We'll take Jesse. We'll take a camera. We'll take his recorder. We'll do the TV and radio show.
And old
right
Wilson
there from
can stay back here in the studio, and he can finally man things. Yeah, because Jesse has never taken a trip to Greece, have you?
No, I've never been to Greece.
Yeah, neither have I. I do want to wholeheartedly thank everybody with the Dick Trickle Memorial Project that had me come up and MC last Sunday. Paul, I greatly appreciate you coming up early with me. And, you know, we were helping push race cars and helping with tents and getting wet. And then Billy rolls in and we did the show. And Rick and Jesse came up. And probably the hardest part of the rain all day is when these guys roll through the parking lot. But, man, I tell you what a proud day to say that I am a member of the Racing Society.
Yeah, it was, you know, like we said at the top of the show, somewhere around 300-400 people braving the rain and the wind just to see the unveiling of this beautiful statue.
You got to see Jerry Guiley again.
Yep, next week we're going to have Jerry Guiley on the show.
Yep.
We're going to have the legendary Hall of Famer, the Black Knight, Johnny Begeman, on the show.
Yep.
Talking about their experiences with Dick Trickle and... It was just such a great day. I mean, even with the weather, it didn't bother me one bit that
you know
we
the
got
weather's better.
The racing community.
There'd have been 1,000 people or had that weather been
easily.
Been
almost
easily.
Easily. There'd have been mm-hmm. cars parked all the way through Rudolph instead of just partway through.
Yeah, so the local restaurants would have liked that part.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part about Sunday, Paul?
Besides
being with me,
watching the live auction there and that. Back and forth between Manstead and Bickle for Trickle 72.
Every time that they'd shoot one out, Paul and I would be like, oh, and clap, 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 clap. Then all of a sudden, Rich is like, he put a statement on Brad Manstead because it went from, I think, 5,000 to 7,500. Yeah. Everybody in the place was like, oh, yeah, ouch.
Damn.
Bickle's serious.
Bickle's walking away with that.
my favorite part was when they unveiled the statue and seeing the reaction from his daughter and his sisters and his brother. It's just... that was pretty cool. I mean, that's priceless stuff right there. And the statue is just phenomenal.
I don't know if I can even pick out one singular thing. I think just being a part of Wisconsin's rich racing history, to me, was what was the best part of the whole thing.
Yep. Oh, there's nothing you can... It was all great. Say, we got to thank our sponsors one more time. Days Inn, Big Boar Barbecue, Dell's Raceway Park, trying to open up again tonight. O'Reilly's Auto Parts, Thomas Sparta Speedway, FansArena.com, JNL Collectibles, and TheGlassCarver.com. Don't
all right,
forget,
now we have time. Go ahead and sing it real quick.
O'Reilly's
Julie.
Auto Parts.
Ow!
Don't forget to get out to your local short track tonight. Dell's Raceway Park, Rockford, Jefferson, Marshfield, Elko, anywhere in the Midwest. Get out and support your local short
track.
You didn't
mention lacrosse.
Oh, lacrosse. Yeah. Hey, by the way, we haven't mentioned lacrosse tonight. It is
buck night. It is go time. Oh, man. Dollar food items, $2 for beer, period. Bang. Mic drop.
Game over.
Are you going to be in the beer tent all night?
We'll see about what happens there. For Paul Reichert and Billy Doc Niles, the incredible Jesse, my name is Radio Man Dan Diger. Thank you for joining us on the program. We'll be here same time next week, noon sharp on 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. That's this week's edition of the Days Inn Midwest Race Report, brought to you by the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. O'Reilly's Auto parts, better prices every day. By the Thomas Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights beginning May 3rd. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dell's Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Join us next week at the same time for the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.